Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 90% chance for showers with a high of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 75. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen in Fairfield has closed for the day due to flooding from this morning's round of thunderstorms. Fairfield police say several streets in the city experienced flooding, including 1st, Main, and 7th, but the water was receding and all roads were passable late this morning. We recorded 2.25 inches of rainfall here at the radio station before 10:30. Nearly 2 inches of that total came after 8:45. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
TT Nails and Tans, located at 308 East Main Street in Fairfield, offering a modern, clean, relaxing facility for your next girl's day out. Let TT create a look that is right for you with a full nail set, manicure, polish change, or pedicure. Get some sun rays without the heat with TT's laydown or stand-up tanning beds. Versa Pro spray tanning is also an option. Call 842-9898 for an appointment. TT Nails and Tans, 308 East Main Street, Fairfield.
In other news, the Wayne County Sheriff's Office has released the details of a drug bust that took place late last month. Following an investigation by the Wayne County Drug Task Force on July 25th, 34-year-old Fairfield resident Jeremy M.T. Ralston was arrested on a charge of delivery of methamphetamine. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of bond. The Drug Task Force is comprised of one officer from the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, Fairfield Police Department, and Wayne City Police Department. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who broke into the auto outlet car lot and stole a Chevrolet Cruze. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Photos of the suspect and vehicle may be found on the Auto Outlet Facebook page. Several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. 49-year-old Fairfield resident Rodney J. Brack was arrested by Fairfield police late Saturday night on a charge of fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer. He was transported to the jail and held pending the posting of $170 bond. 44-year-old Fairfield resident Sean T. Webster was arrested yesterday morning by Fairfield police on a charge of disorderly conduct. Webster was booked in the jail and held pending the posting of $120 bond. 27-year-old Yuba, California resident Bertha A. Medina was arrested by Illinois State Police late last night on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. She was transported to the jail and released after posting $270 bond. 32-year-old Mount Vernon resident Daniel G. Price was arrested Friday afternoon by Fairfield police on 2 counts of violation of an order of protection. Price was transported to the jail and held pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 19-year-old Albion resident Isaiah S. Shelton was arrested by Fairfield police Friday evening on charges of driving with a suspended or revoked license and obstructing identification. Shelton was transported to the jail and held pending the posting of $170 bond. 30-year-old Fairfield resident Ronald D. Stark turned himself in Friday morning on Wayne County warrants for failure to appear in court on charges of possession of meth and delivery or possession with intent to deliver meth. Stark was lodged in the jail and held pending the posting of $1,595 bond. 38-year-old Harrisburg resident James F. Brinkley was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court Tuesday after pleading guilty to driving under the influence of alcohol. He was sentenced to 18 months probation, and he was credited with 5 days served in jail. Several other counts against him were dismissed per his plea, and Brinkley was also ordered to pay $3,306 in fines and court costs. Richland County Sheriff Andy Hyers announced last week that he will seek the Republican nomination for the 109th District State Representative seat in the March 2020 primary. Hyers recently won election to his fourth term as Richland County Sheriff and now hopes to help and serve the people of the 109th District. Hyers is 48 years old, and he and his wife Tricia have 3 children. He is the longest-serving sheriff of Richland County, and he serves on many law enforcement-related boards. Hyers is a member of Glenwood Church and serves as a trustee on the church board. He's a Shriner, Noble Lions Club, and Olney Elks member. Hyers joins Fairfield resident Corey Musgrave and Flora resident Stephen Smith on the Republican ticket in the primary. Louisville's John Spencer is the lone Democrat to announce for the seat thus far. The 109th District is made up of all or parts of 9 counties in southeastern Illinois, including Clay, Edwards, Effingham, Jasper, Lawrence, Richland, Wabash, White, and Wayne counties. The monthly meeting of NARF, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, will be held tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. at DiMaggio's in Fairfield. All members and prospective members are encouraged to attend. Anyone seeking more information should call 847-2321. 78-year-old Carmi resident Billy Wagner was pronounced deceased at the scene of a 3-car accident yesterday afternoon in White County. According to state police reports, Wagner was traveling north on U.S. Route 45 south of Norris City in a 2003 Chrysler Town & Country, and he reportedly crossed the center line. 45-year-old Jeff resident Chad Mays was traveling south in a 2007 White International Semi, and he was followed by 50-year-old Jeff resident Linnea R. Mays, who was driving a 2004 Chevy Silverado. Wagner reportedly struck the trailer towed by Chad Mays, then hit Linnea Mays head-on. She was transported to Fairfield Memorial Hospital with minor injuries. State police were assisted at the scene by the Norris City Police and Fire Departments, White County Sheriff's Department and Coroner's Office, and the White County Ambulance Service. The Fairfield City Council is scheduled to meet tomorrow at City Hall with a full agenda. The first item of scheduled business calls for aldermen to hear a report from HLR Engineering regarding the city's flooding issues. FCHS graduate Storm Kolak is expected to address the council regarding potential long-term, more expensive solutions, in addition to more immediate work. Other items on the agenda include seeking bids for the sale of city-owned vehicles and discussion and possible approval of the golf cart and side-by-side ordinance. The council is also expected to approve an amendment to a redevelopment plan for the city, a net metering application at the housing at Frontier Community College, an engineering agreement at the airport, and a maintenance agreement with Albion Radio Communications. A resolution approving a street closing request for the FCHS Homecoming Parade on October 11th is also expected to be approved. Harvest season is expected to begin in earnest several weeks later than usual this year due to a heavily extended planting season. Corn harvest will normally begin at the end of August or in early September, but most of it will likely come in late September this year, according to Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson. Anderson explains the maturation process that will lead to that late harvest.
Corn grows based on what they call growing degree days. Once you get so many growing degree days, you know, that's when the corn plant starts to mature. So it'll go until it's mature or until you get a killing frost that kills the plant down. Soybeans grow and mature based on sunlight hours. So as the days start to shorten, the soybean plant starts to mature.
Anderson also said crops could use a bit more rain now after a dry July.
What's up right now is late, but it doesn't look too bad. Now, you know, we could probably use some more rain. I hate to say that, considering the what we had in April and May. But, you know, we had a pretty dry July. We didn't have a lot of rain last month. And there's some stress out there in some of the fields, and you can see it. Especially during midday when those corn plants are twisted up pretty tight, you know, trying to retain their moisture. So, you know, they say in this part of Illinois, you're only 1 week away from a drought. So, you know, you really need, you know, consistent inch to inch and a half rains every single week, you know, to really maintain a good, healthy moisture level in the soil for these crops. You know, and if we really want some of these late soybeans that have been planted here in July to have a chance, we need to get at least, you know, three or four good, decent rains between now and harvest.
We recorded just over 3 1/3 inches of rainfall here at the WFIW WOKZ studios last month, the first month with less than 4 inches of rain since last November. Enrollment is still open for the one-year Electrical Distribution Systems program at Frontier Community College. Fall classes begin this Thursday, and space is limited, so interested individuals should register soon. The EDS program is a one-year certificate that prepares individuals to build, repair, and maintain overhead and underground electrical distribution systems while using safe practices. The program combines classroom lecture with outdoor training that includes pole climbing, operating a bucket truck, setting poles with a digger truck, constructing cross arms, hanging lines, building transformers, and Hurtman rescue. Incoming students for the fall semester will have the opportunity to graduate with additional certificates and licenses thanks to a $50,000 grant that FCC received at the beginning of the year. Students will now receive training over both semesters to earn flagger certification and spray applicator licensure. The program will be led by instructor Jerry Kinney, who will begin his first year of teaching this fall. Kinney worked at Wainwright County's Electric Cooperative for 20 years, and he served as the lab assistant for the program last year, working alongside Ed Patton, who retired in May. Anyone who would like to learn more or register for the EDS program should call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. College admissions staff were in front of lawmakers Thursday in Chicago, answering questions as to how wealthy families were gaming the college aid system by giving up legal guardianship of their college-bound kids. A report says families are going through the process to show that their kids have little to no income to pay for college. That creates a path for those students to receive higher amounts of state and federal scholarship dollars. U of I's Director of Financial Aid, Michelle Traim, says that once this came to light, the university started checking further into the details of each guardianship case.
We have institutionally created a process now where we are asking students why they were placed into a guardianship and also asking a series of questions of them, such as who pays your health insurance, who pays your cell phone bill, are you claimed on someone's taxes? If you are, is that your parent? For those ones that are indicating that they still have relationships with their parents are still providing them funding, we are requesting copies of the parent tax return and asset information. And that's what we're using to award our institutional aid.
U of I officials say what's going on may be legal. That leaves the university in a tough spot to step in because of existing state and federal law. Illinois is giving out $20 million in grants to community organizations and local governments to help ensure all residents are counted in the 2020 census. Governor J.B. Pritzker says his administration is trying to counter attempts by the federal government to undercount immigrant families. The Justice Department, with President Donald Trump's support, sought to ask people about their citizenship as part of the 2020 census. President Trump abandoned the effort after the Supreme Court blocked it. Governor Pritzker says Illinois' census efforts will focus on hard-to-count communities with low response rates in the 2010 census. Veterans were celebrated at the Illinois State Fair yesterday. Kim Howard has the story.
Vets got in free at the fair, and special ceremonies and a parade were held to honor the state's more than 700,000 veterans. Governor J.B. Pritzker thanked the vets for their service and talked about the state's commitment to their needs.
I'm proud to say that in early June, we passed a capital bill here in our state. We passed it into law, funding a new state-of-the-art facility at the Quincy Veterans Home. And we're also on track to complete and open the new Chicago Veterans Home in early 2020.
The governor also said the state has a veterans task force to better meet the needs of injured vets and new scholarships for those returning from service. At the State Fair, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Tom at Greenwood Pest Control is busy making sure all of his customers are taken care of for year-round pest control. Greenwood Pest Control in Flora would like to remind everyone that they're locally owned and operated. Call today at 618-662-3091 and get on the year-round protection plan from Greenwood Pest Control and Flora. They are located at 8177 Hickory Hill Lane. Currently in Fairfield, it's 73. We have received 2.26 inches of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,016, down 271. The NASDAQ is at 7,911, down 47. September crude oil is at $54.76. That is up 26 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 88-year-old Crossville resident Bill Ray McLean died on Saturday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. Bill McLean is survived by his son, Michael McLean, of Fernandina Beach, Florida, daughter Margaret Kuykendall of Crossville, daughter-in-law Rebecca McLean of Patoka, Indiana, three grandsons, three great-grandsons, three great-great-granddaughters, and seven siblings. Bill McLean's burial will be at 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, in Highland Cemetery in Mount Carmel. There are no prior services. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Pentecostal Faith Assembly in Mount Carmel or to the charity of the donor's choice. Cook Funeral Chapel in Crossville is in charge of arrangements. 85-year-old Princeton, Indiana resident Robert Henry Harbison died on Friday at River Oaks Health Campus in Princeton. He was a Korean War veteran. Robert Harbison is survived by two daughters, Lou Anna Raxter of Mount Carmel and Cindy Hedrick of Mount Erie, three sisters, Jackie Harbison, Judy Bates, and Janet Riesler, all of Evansville, Indiana, four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and great-great-nieces and nephews. Visitation for Robert Harbison will be held from 4 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion, with a Masonic service at 7:30. Funeral services will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at the funeral home, with burial to follow at Lick Prairie Cemetery with military rites. Memorials may be made to the Belmont Methodist Church. Envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 77-year-old West Salem resident David Cameron Longbonds died on Thursday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a heavy equipment operator. David Longbonds is survived by three sisters, Mary Stewart, Carol Menke, and Pam Myers, three brothers, Robert, Michael, and Daniel Longbonds, and several nieces and nephews. A private service for family members of David Longbonds will be held at the Sherburnville Cemetery in Grant Park at a later date. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, a 90% chance for showers at a high of 90. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 75, and sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 88. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny on Wednesday, a high of 85 and low of 62. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 82 with a low of 60. And then partly sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 85 with an overnight low of 65.